What if I told you that every single day holds the power to change your life? Would you believe me? It's wild because I actually was sitting and thinking about the question, like, could you change your entire life in one day? And I was like, you know what? 100% yes, but it goes deeper than that. You can actually change your entire life in one decision. And what's interesting is wherever you are in your life right now, you're exactly where you are because of every single small decision you've made that's put you where you are today. And so if decisions are what make our reality or break it, then shouldn't we be making sure that we're actively making decisions that are in alignment with our purpose and our greatest purpose of life, right? And the answer is absolutely yes. And if you guys know me, I talk about this framework a lot where we talk about creating this beautiful vision for your life, who you must become, and then actively taking action as that person, right? And it really goes down to making decisions. But before we're able to actually make decisions that are in alignment with our purpose, there's one other step that we can't miss that happens before this. And I believe there's like this yin and yang to the thoughts that are going on in our minds before we actually make a decision. And I want to talk about that a bit more today. But before I do that, I want to give you a live example of something that really inspired me to film this episode, actually, in the fact that I meet with clients every single day. And it's always in our perspective of how we view things and in our perception of our reality around us and what's occurring, right? And so we were going to the bank. Steve was like, hey, Jamie, I know we're going on this adventure, but I've got to swing by the bank because I have to pay this bill. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, like, no problem. That's awesome. And he's like, that's awesome. Like, no, that's not awesome. This really sucks. And he was starting to go down this really negative spiral about having to go pay this bill, right? And I was like, you know what, Steve? Like, I think there's a little bit of opportunity here for a reframe. Can I kind of coach you through this right now? And he's like, sure, fine. Like, you can try. I'm like, okay, are you going to pay this bill whether you want to or not? And he's like, yes. I was like, okay, and what bill are you paying right now? He's like, well, I'm paying for our new Jeep, like our first Jeep payment. I'm like, okay, cool. And do you love the Jeep? Because we're actually in it right now and we're going to the bank so that you can continue driving this Jeep. Do you love the Jeep? And he's like, yeah, it's my dream car. Like, I'm obsessed. I love this Jeep. I was like, okay. And so that making that payment is what allows you to continue using that Jeep, right? He's like, yeah, that is. I'm like, okay, and you're going to pay it regardless, right? Like you said, you were going to pay it regardless. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pay it regardless. It's like, okay. So there's two ways we can look at this. We can be pissed that we have to go and spend our money to pay for this Jeep. And we can look at it like it's a bill and like it sucks and that we don't want to spend our money on that thing, right? Because we're paying a bill, right? And so he was in this negative state. It's like, or we got to realize that we're already paying it and connect to the gratitude of the thing that we're getting with the money that we're spending. And even deeper than that, the fact that we have the money in the first place to be able to just go to the bank and put money in so that we can pay the bill. And the fact that we have an opportunity beneath that, that's actually the thing giving us the money so we can go to the bank and we can put money in the bank so we can continue to have these nice things in our life, right? And so it's like, so often what happens is our thoughts, you know, if we look at this yin and yang of there's two ways to look at everything. It's like we have this yin version, which is the feminine, that's the flow, right? This is the gratitude of seeing the fact that we're able to pay for something that we love to use and that we want, right? And then there's that masculine, that yang energy that's like, God, like I don't want to pay this thing, like this sucks, right? Like that's how I kind of see it. And what's interesting is what I'm starting to see after working with like hundreds of clients now is every time I sit with someone, if they're in this negative spiral, this negative state, it all starts with one thing. And that's the way that they're perceiving the things around them. It's their thoughts. Right? They're looking at things like Steve is, but not just with a car bill. They're looking at it with everything around them in their life right now. Right? And so they're seeing the negative when we can easily shift nearly everything to something that's gratitude, to something that's being grateful for the thing that's unfolding in front of us, like finding the lesson inside of it, finding the gratitude, even if it's something horrible, like a diagnosis or a death in the family, like there's a lesson inside of everything waiting for you. And so if we can just begin to see and shift our thoughts from this negative space to this one of gratitude and really accepting of the moment that we're in, that's when we're going to be able to make decisions. Because if you think about it, what Steve was coming from was a place of scarcity, a place of lack, right? That's that way that we could look at things. That's those thought patterns, right? And what happens when we're in that state is we make decisions from that place of scarcity and lack, right? We're talking about making good decisions here today that are aligned with your purpose, right? If we're coming from that place of lack, we're going to make decisions from a place of lack, which are not in alignment with the life that you're looking to create. So what do we need to do? We need to flip to the other side of that, which is coming from that place of acceptance, love, gratitude, right? It's looking at this like, I am so grateful that I have the money to pay this bill right now. We just drove our car here. How freaking cool is it that somebody invented this vehicle that we can take the top off of right now? How cool is that? We don't have to take a horse and buggy to go to the store to get groceries right now. We get to buy the groceries. How freaking awesome is that? Right? Now what's going to happen is we're going to take action and we're going to make decisions from that place of abundance, which is going to shift the trajectory of our life because we're showing up from that high frequency state. Okay, so here, there's a framework for this that I'm going to lay out for you right now. And I actually learned this from my mentor, Rob Dial, right? I'm actually a coach in one of his programs as well. So we teach this to our clients. And so it goes like this: thoughts, feelings, actions, results, consequences. Okay, so what this looks like is your thoughts are directly going to shift your feelings in the way that you feel. Okay, so for example, Steve was feeling pretty bad when he was going to pay that bill and didn't want to do it. Versus when he told me he was up there and he was putting the money in the account and he said he was trying to connect to the gratitude for the thing he was buying. And he said it shifted his state and he started to feel good. He started to feel more abundant and prosperous just from a few simple thoughts when he was putting money in an ATM. Right? So what happened? His thoughts changed his feelings. Right? Then what happens from there? You start to take action differently. And what is action really? It's making decisions to do something and then taking action on them, right? So if you really want to change your decisions, you want to change your actions, it starts with changing your thought. So his actions were that he was smiley, he was happy, he started to make decisions from that more abundant state, right? Then what's next? Results. So what results do you start to get when you start to show up in that more high frequency state? Your life starts to improve. You start to be grateful for more things, and more things are then attracted into your life to be grateful for, right? And the positive consequence of that is you're more aligned with your purpose, which is a beautiful thing. And so if you want to start to make better decisions and you want to change your life today, because you absolutely can, it all starts with your thoughts. So here's an exercise that you could also do. Any thought that you have that comes up in your mind, right? If it's a negative one, first, becoming aware of that thought is a very good first step, okay? So many people aren't aware of their negative thoughts. But if you have a thought that's negative, put it in the notes in your phone. Just type it out as soon as it happens. Don't wait. Do it as you're thinking it, really. Or as soon as you're aware that you're thinking it. So type down that negative thought, okay? Then answer that negative thought. So let's say you're like, oh, like I hate to pay this bill right now. This sucks. It's like, okay, why do I feel that way? Well, I feel that way because I don't want to have to pay this bill right now. I want to use that money to go buy a new camera or whatever, right? So answer why you feel like that sucks and then rewrite it. Rewrite it and flip it to the opposite. This is also something that I learned from Rob Dial. Cool. Go check him out. He's got the Mindset Mentor podcast. He's awesome. It's like the number one motivational podcast in the world. Little plug and ad for him right here. Here you go. Okay. So then you rewrite it and you flip it to the opposite thing. So it's like, okay, I'm grateful that I have the money in the job right now that allows me to pay this bill right now. How freaking cool is it that we got to drive our vehicle here and we got to go to the car dealership, pick any car that we wanted, pick our dream car and drive it home, right? So then you flip it to the opposite. And then what starts to happen is eventually you don't need the notes on your phone. You're just gonna start to do it in your head. And then eventually what the hope is, what the desire is that you actually won't have the negative thought anymore because you've rewritten all of them to the positive. Okay. Now, another example of this, I was actually sitting with a client yesterday and this was coming up again and again and again. Basically the whole phone call was things like this that we were able to rewrite. And so he said something like, gosh, Jamie, I'm so afraid of working with clients because I'm worried that I'm going to lead them in the wrong direction. Okay. So you can do this with fears too. Anything that's going to lead to you making a decision about something, you can do this about. If it's a fear, if it's a concern, if it's a worry, if it's a judgment, anything like that. A feeling of not enoughness, it doesn't matter. Okay. So his fear, so he would write this down. I'm worried that if I get a client, I'm going to lead them in the wrong direction. Now he's going to answer that. Why does he feel that way? Well, I feel that way because I was led in the wrong direction before, or because of my childhood, when other people said that I led them in the wrong direction, or that I misled them or misguided them or whatever, right? So he can answer that. Then he basically rewrites it. Like, why is that actually not true? And so we had this really interesting discussion, and I was like, okay, so you're worried about leading someone in the wrong direction. Does the wrong direction actually exist? Like, I'm genuinely curious, does it exist? Is there a wrong direction? And he's very religious. And he's like, no. No, actually, I don't feel like there is a wrong direction, because we're all divinely guided by God. I was like, okay, so if there's no such thing as a wrong direction, and someone was compelled and guided to working with you, wouldn't that mean that they're meant to be led by you? And he was like, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, okay, so then is it possible that you could ever guide someone in the wrong direction? And he's like, no. Okay, so what do we just do in that framework? It's a very similar thing. You can walk yourself through this. It's like, what is the thing? Why do we think that? And why is that not true? So we rewrite it based on what's real. And you can question basically everything that's going on in your mind thought-wise. And you can question that. You're like, is there a chance that this isn't true? Because if there's a chance that it's not true, there's no reason for that to be holding you back in your life anymore. So, thoughts, feelings, actions, results, consequences. It can work for the positive, it can work for the negative, the yin and the yang. So we've talked about the positive side, what can happen with that positive snowball effect, but on the negative side, let's go back to the bill thing. If we're like, God, I hate paying these bills, like, this sucks, we've got thoughts around that, we're like down this negative money spiral, our feelings towards money are going to repel it, right? Our actions are going to be like scarcity, holding on, clinging our money, maybe making bad investment choices, right? That's the action. The results is we're going to have bad financial health, right? And the consequences of that is everybody around us is going to suffer. Our bank account's going to suffer. Our future selves are going to suffer, right? And so even using that framework to map out either scenario, it's interesting because so often just changing your thoughts changes the entire trajectory of your life. And the freaking incredible thing, the most empowering thing that I hope you take away from this right now is that you can change your thoughts this second. You don't have to wait. You don't have to listen to another podcast episode. You don't have to go read a book. You don't have to get some fancy degree. You just have to make the decision today to have different thoughts. And I've laid out exactly how you can do that today with the notes on your phone, a journal, right? A pen and paper, or just sit with yourself. But it first starts with that awareness. Okay, so what I want to do right now is I want to take a minute. If you've loved my content and you've been around for a while, or maybe this is your first episode and you're like, yes, girl, I'm so glad I found you. You're speaking my language. I really want to give you a special invitation. So we have this community called Unbound CEOs Collective. We're a bunch of entrepreneurs looking to own our work and own our life, where we really work to create systems in your business that are ultimately going to set you free. Everything from client acquisition systems to funnels to landing pages, basically just A to Z, how to build up your business online using your existing knowledge. That's what I help you to do. And we're all in there, and we're missing one person, and that's you. So if you're interested in joining us, I do a monthly Q&A, and I also have courses and resources, templates, worksheets that go along with the content that I share on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. And go to unbound.jamiecoleman.com/free-gift. You're going to be able to access it inside. You get immediate access. So you get access to worksheets, resources, templates, guides, trainings, all the things that I could possibly think of to make this the most incredible gift to you is inside. So if you want to join us, go to unbound.jamiecoleman.com/free-gift. I'll also link it below this video. If you'd like to join us, I would love to see you inside. Every decision you make, no matter how small, shapes your life in profound ways. And if you're looking to make a change in your life, or you're looking to up-level in any way, shape, or form, it all starts with your thoughts. And you hold the paintbrush to create this masterpiece that is your life. But it all starts up here. So get aware, rewrite those stories, and let the masterpiece unfold. Drop a comment below. What is your number one takeaway from this episode? It's my favorite thing when you share and tag me on social media, because it's just that little reminder of you're not just talking to yourself, Jamie. You're not just talking to a camera and a microphone right now. There's actually humans on the other side that are being impacted by your voice, by your message. And that means the absolute world. I did not realize back in 2020 that starting this podcast would be such a profound part of my journey, but has been everything to who I'm becoming in this process. And having this platform and ability to document that experience has been priceless, and I wouldn't change it for the world. So thank you for spending your time with me. I'm so grateful for you, and I will continue showing up for you and over delivering every single step of the way. So I appreciate you, and have a great day.